Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Mary. Good evening.
We have people from many countries here tonight. So I'll start with myself. My name is Mary, and I live here in Summerhill.
I'm Sergio Márquez from Spain.
My name is Annalena, and I'm from Germany.
I'm Esti, and I'm from Spain.
I'm Karen from Poland.
I'm Elise, I'm from France.
You improve your abilities and you speak with different people. You try to understand another culture. For me, it's very good. I'm Giuseppe Scaringi from Italy, and I'm a student here.
Hello, third age.
Mary speaking.
I was in my local supermarket when I saw a young mother, and it was very evident that she wasn't Irish. And she was having great difficulty in reading the packages. I wondered what we could do to help that young mother. And we decided, let's invite our new communities into Third Age and teach conversational English. It would also help the migrants to integrate into our community as well. And that's when we started Fáiltis Déag. I'm Mary Nally. I'm CEO of Third Age. And I'm also founder of Fáiltis Déag.
I came here 6 years ago and my English was really poor, and I met Mary in the shop and she asked me, would I like to come here for English classes? It was just 6 students first evening and 6 or 7 teachers, and we just sit all around and start our conversation, and it was really nice.
I'm Rima Pirkienė from Lithuania, and I'm a student of Fáiltis Déag. It really helps because I'm not afraid to go to hospital, to ask doctors about something, to go to shops, go to cinema, to communicate with people, because I can understand what they're saying for me, and I can answer them what they want to know. We can chat about my country, they're telling me about Ireland, and it's really, really good.
Mary, she doesn't really know what they have.
Just let me see. You've a little English, is that right?
Small.
Very small?
We realise that Ireland is multicultural, realise that Ireland has many different people from many different backgrounds. And in order to survive, we all need to get on and live together in peace and harmony, but also to be a welcoming place for everyone involved. I'm Liam Carey, and I'm the Head of National Development for Fáiltis Déag. This isn't English to get a qualification or to show that your grammar is 100%. This is English to help you go to the doctors. It's English to go to do the shopping, or it's English to help with engagement with your child's school.
Yes.
Good. And what do you do?
I pack in boxes.
Pack boxes.
Yes.
And then the boxes... What happens?
When I came here, I can't read, I can't write, and I can't speak correctly. And 4 years later, after classes here, Mary invited me to join their team, and I'm delighted that I have this opportunity to work.
In 2008, we decided to launch nationally, and at this stage, we have 55 branches open around the country. We would have approximately 1,600 students coming to classes. On our records, there's 66 different nationalities and nearly 600 volunteers involved in the project.
Okay. Now, do you all understand that passage?
Any questions?
Okay. Well, will you do the corrections on it for me?
I'm Maureen Gleeson, and I'm here volunteering in the Third Age for 6 years. My students tonight will be Anna, who is one girl, and Mimi is the girl from Hong Kong. I'm about 3 years now with Anna, and she's come on leaps and bounds, and we're actually friends now. We'd meet for coffee.
Hello, Anna.
Oh, hello, Mom.
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
When I came, my English was poor. That's why I try to learn and get some more confidence and to have a different social life and to speak to my neighbors, to my friends. I'm Anna Filak. I'm a student here in Fáiltis Déag in Summerhill, and I am from Poland.
My name
she said we have to make them some, you know, presents and everything and bring them to our family. Like,
I got the more confidence to open my own business, and now I have my little beauty salon in Trim.
Now, Mimi, what would you do if you won the lotto?
Well, I'd take a holiday.
I am Mimi Park. I come from Hong Kong and live in Trim. I go here to study English. My teacher is Marine. Tonight, we are talking about win the lotto.
And would you leave here? Would you leave Ireland?
I don't think so.
I love it. I look forward to coming out to it. We become friends with tutors as well.
This centre is give me learn English and talk to other people and practice English and make friends.
I'm Marcella Sheridan, and I've been volunteering in Fáilte's Chalk for nearly 5 years. After my husband died, I was a bit lost and needed something to do. I'd been working up until that time. I came here not really knowing what it was all about. I was very quickly welcomed and roped in to take part. So I've been here ever since.
Yes. And Monica, what have you been doing this week? Good.
I think it has done more for me than I've done for the students, because it got me through a very rough patch. It has been fantastic.
The cousins part.
It's the volunteers. They are the unsung heroes. They make it happen. And without the volunteers, we wouldn't have Fáilte's Chalk.
Enjoying it?
A lot.
Lots.
And I
learned
a lot.
Oh, good.
That's great. Mary is very good. When I came here, my girl, she was just 2 years. And once she asked me, Mommy, can I call Mary my Irish grandma? Because she have grandmas in Lithuania and it was no grandmas here. She always smiling, very warm person, and she's really very good.
It's a win for the students, but the volunteers will tell us that they love it. They get a huge amount out of it. They get a real buzz from helping people in a skill that maybe some of them thought they'd never had. And we'd also like to think that the community is a much stronger place. It benefits nobody if 10 or 15% of a community can't get involved in the life of that community because they don't have the necessary language skills. And that's not a healthy situation for any community.
You too.
Bye.
See you later.